I just say good evening and give honor to God having us all here, and our visitors, and those who are traveling, and those who are about to, as Randy, let's all keep in our prayers too. Because we know it's a privilege for us to be here, and God bless us. There's many of us from this fold who cannot make it, not because of their own desire, because of God's will. I thank the men for having me come up here today and make me go stronger. And the words I speak today, you've probably heard before and familiar. It's very basic. I'd be talking about have miraculous gifts cease. The reason I brought this up is because my job, there's many people who I work with, and like most people, I do care about them, and my family too. My family, I love them, and they believe in the Holy Spirit, and they believe it in another direction where the Bible says it. It's very simple. It's written in the Bible. And I always try to talk to them or bring these points to them on a daily basis. But they seem to not just get it anyway. So I'd like you to listen to what I say and maybe you can pick up some points. If you had the same thing, your endeavor with your friends or people in your family. Or listen to me closely so you'll maybe correct me if I'm saying something wrong. So maybe I could say something that make them come over and read the scriptures with us. But it says here, have miraculous gifts cease. And they would say, do miracles still happen? Can people speak in tongues today? Does God in the 21st century supernaturally countermand the laws of nature and heal people miraculously? We see it on TV. We see them have different saints. I guess every year they make a new saint for something to happen. And people even see it in clouds. And I guess they've seen the cornflakes, signs of God nowadays. It sounds funny, but I read it all the time in the paper. I guess it would help me get my notes too. In my introduction, and I got this from going through the Apologetic Press, and he mentioned his name, Dr. David Miller. And it was an article that I got most of the information from him. It was very intense, and I'm still reading it. But I try to take pieces out of it. It goes into the tongue speaking itself, the different gifts. But I'm just trying to go this lessons that why it ceased. That's what the Bible says. And instead, perhaps more attention has been given to the subject of miraculous divine healings in the past century than any other period of history since the days of the apostles. And this, the article I got from him, it said, numerous religious groups commonly claim the tongue speaking heals, reveals instantly, and enables them to babble uncontrollably in an unknown tongue. All of this is claimed to be a proof positive of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do miracles still happen? Can people speak in tongues today? Does God countermand the laws of nature and heal people miraculously? Now, I know y'all see it on TV a lot, becoming more and more popular about the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we have now. And they use it mostly as a proof that God favored them. But as always, let's go and see what the Bible says about this. First, we're going to talk about what is a miracle. It's a miracle. Must not be confused with the work of nature, because nature and the supernatural are both from God. Some people do not distinguish between the miraculous and the natural. When one knows the difference between how Adam arrived in the world and how himself or him or herself arrived, he knows the difference between the miraculous and the non-miraculous. The theme used in the Bible are miracles, which is dynamis, sign, which also the Greek word is semion, and wonder, which the Greek word is teres. And all three terms occur together in Acts 22 and Hebrew 2:4 and Corinthians 12:2. Let's turn to Acts 2:22. Thank you. give me my fingers. On Acts, excuse me, that was Acts 2:22. He said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did not by him in the midst of you, as he yourself also knows." So you said it yourself here, they're talking about the wonders, by miracles and wonders and signs. And we also see the same in Hebrews 2:4, which actually explains. Hebrews 2:4 said, "God also bear them with witnesses, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." So you see again, those same three words was used. And we get the same when we go through 2 Corinthians 12:12. It reads, "Truly the signs of apostles were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds." The belief that Christ heals today miraculous, as he did when he lived upon earth, overpowered the thinking of countless thousands of honest and sincere people. It has been and is a major part of doctrines of numbers of denominations and is considered the most important by other. In the past, it's been said that only the very poor and many illiterates were attracted to these religious bodies. They can no longer be said. This teaching has become so widespread that many leading denominations in the world have caught on the bandwagon. Many of the very top of the social ladders now, people higher up, as we call higher up, are adopting this doctrine and is passing it on. Before, we used to thought of it as maybe as almost close thing to voodoo, but now more and more is catching on. You see it more in the opening. You see it all around the churches around here about the touching of hands. In my area, the people I work for, some calls of apostles, and that's another sermon you could be preaching them on that subject also. But it's an ongoing thing how they lay their hand upon people and heal them miraculous. And the Bible tells us there was a purpose for this time of the miracles that was given to the people of that time who was preaching his word to it. And what was the purpose of the miracles? Miracles in the New Testament served the singular function of one thing, confirmation. Before the New Testament was written, it was necessary that men believe on the basis of verbal teaching and backing up by the signs and wonders. The first preachers, you got to remember, of the gospel were inspired to know what to say, as we read in Mark 16. And they performed miracles to confirm the word. How else could men have known they were accepting the pure gospel? Like if I come to you today and said that God sent me, or if I said that the president sent me, how would you know that I give you a sign? You look at me like I was a fool. And we also read these in Mark 13:11. I guess I'll go there, I'll follow my sign. And said, as we also see that Christ worked many miracles also through the scriptures, which we know with, we see it in John 3. We see where demons were cast out. He made a lane to walk in Matthew's, and 1,000 was fed also in Matthew's, we read. He walked on the waters. That's Matthew 14, 22 and 23 verse. Winds and sea obeyed him. And he raised the dead as Lazarus. And his purpose as we go to John 20 and 30, and it says, in 31 it says, many of the signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing might be have the life through his name. To make that simple, God had a plan, and because he loved us. Man was sinners, man so was lost. He was in heaven. And he was in a glory place. He wanted us to be with him. That was his whole intent when he created man. So man fell, so he sent his son down incarnate. And through that, he gave Jesus Christ the signs and wonders as he came down in flesh. And he gave the apostles that man may have the chance to be in heaven as we study in our morning classes. And it all comes down to it that God loves you. I think Tom was telling us that too, how nobody could comprehend the love of God. But the main purpose, so he is a way he made possible an access for man, again, to live for eternal life under him. And that's what it's saying here, that believing he may have life through his name. And of course we know that through Jesus Christ. And we see that in the New Testament, miracles we show the purpose to confirm or the confirmation of miracles. And we can go to Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere the word, looking the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and following. Amen. And this one, when Christ had told them to go out into the world, as we read earlier for our scriptures, and he would tell them what he would give them, certain powers. And as Tom said too, at this time they didn't really the first came, they didn't comprehend it, but they knew, you know, they waited and they came to them. Here you see the purpose of miracles, and it showed that every time it repeated itself in the same format. This sequence is present in scriptures. Signs were presented, the word, and the faith. Now we must, the Bible tells us, as it always repeats itself, that the men didn't believe because they believe who said it, that it was from God. It wasn't the signs itself that made them come forward. They had to go by the faith. You understand that? Once they found the word was from God, and these people who they said it was, from the God, then they listened to the words, and then their faith came. A lot of times you see now on the TV, the people are believers. Then they be healed. And usually through the scriptures, it was the opposite way around. There wasn't believers. So it was a tool to let the people know that this is the word of God. So the signs confirmed the word, then the word was present to hearers, and faith was created by the word and those who received it. And yet to say, many still did not receive it also. So what were the gift? The gift was the word of wisdom. That we find in 1 Corinthians 12:8-12. The word of knowledge. Faith. Gift of healing. Working of miracles. Prophecy. Discerning of spirits. Kinds of tongue. Interpretation of tongues. As you know, they, as Christ told them before the holy baptism, or until it came in Acts 2, he told them to wait for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And they did have, they gained the word of wisdom from that. And the word of knowledge. The faith here is, and I wish somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I've been reading from different scriptures, the faith was a stronger faith. Like the faith that said you could move the faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. So there was a stronger faith beyond the natural things in life. Of course, the gift of healing. You see they healed all through the Bible where they went. The work of miracles. Prophecies. Discerning spirit, discerning the spirit. And that thing that they could tell from right or wrong or from the demons. I put that together with Ananias when they said he had the money. He didn't have the money. He was lying. And he knew. And it was kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. And as we know, the tongues they're talking was more for understanding the word of God. It wasn't a babbling or a wiggling that we see that nobody can understand. Of course, we know that God is not a God of confusion. Now, if any of the miraculous gifts are available today, they all should be available. You usually only see one, that's the usually two, I guess. They say speak in tongues and that they heal the lame. Going through the scriptures, there's no grounds on which to say that some the gifts are alive and some of the gifts are not around or have ceased. If one person can speak in tongues, there should be another person around somewhere who can raise the dead. And also you read in the Bible too, that when they did these miraculous things, the word was spread all the time. They said news in Matthew 9 in verses 18-26. After the miraculous act was done, we go to Matthew 9. That's verse 18, excuse me. While he spake these things unto them, to his Christ, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come and lay my hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from the hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. But they laughed to scorn him. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame thereof went abroad in all that land. And Matthew 4 is almost the same thing. The miracle act was done. It said news went in all Syria. And verse 14, after the miraculous act, it said news went through all the surrounding district. And likewise in Luke 5:15, It said great multitude was gathering to see and hear him. Now, if these acts have any value today, so for the crowd we see at the area they have there, the congregation, don't you think there'd be much more people? As they say, where's Fox News be around to get word of it, or ABC or NBC and CNN? Like I said, I see them talk about the cloud that looked like it was a sign from God and things like that. You think they talk about it? If this was really true, don't you think that they'll go to the children's hospital and cure the people and the babies? If there was any kind of legitness to this? I must say, and Christ do have compassion, and God had compassion for those who are the sick. But the sole purpose of this, as I said, was again for the confirmation of his words. And we see this through the scriptures when Paul himself talked about his ailment he had. We don't know what it was. But Christ, God said he was enough. Go on with your pains. You know, those words he told him, suck it up. So we know it wasn't the purpose of this, wasn't just for compassion's sake. It was for a purpose. Now, compassion came out through some of the healings. God had compassion on some of the people. But the main purpose of it was to prove that whoever was speaking, who was carrying the message, was from God. Now, in the duration of the miracles, we start with 1 Corinthians 13, 8 to verse 13. And as we know here, that's especially talks about love. But what it really says that God in his plan of salvation, everything was complete or will be complete. Now we have all that we need to be saved. And we are saved by faith. It says here, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So we see right here, they say, they're telling us that it shall vanish. The prophecy shall vanish. With the tongues, they shall cease. But they shall cease, excuse me. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish. At this time, they said that man only knew in part. They had this, the scripture from the Old Testament talking about the Messiah, and that was still cloudy. Then Christ came down and kind of explained it to them. And then the apostles came and also was preaching it. But it still wasn't put together in, in the finished product, which we call the scriptures, the Bible. It was still in pieces. I guess maybe around 100 when it was written, then it came. That's when you see the end of the apostles. And also with the apostles, that if you go to Acts 8, I think it's 5 to 25, they talk about when they was in Samaria, the only apostles could lay their hands and pass this on to other people. If it wasn't possible, it couldn't be passed on. So, for a person to have that gift of healing, he either had to be an apostle. And those who claim to be apostles, that says, that's another sermon that you have. The Bible tells who was there, who were the apostles, and what you had, and the criteria of being an apostle. But it tells us here that things was in part. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But then what which is perfect is come, and that which is part shall be done away. Now, some of the fellows I spoke to, they were saying perfect. Some, I think, they said was Christ, and some sort of things here. But I looked up the word, I wish I had written it down, but the word perfect there was more meant complete. It was the Greek word that meant that word is complete. If you look at the scriptures as being complete, as being full. So when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. So that's like right now, when the Bible came complete, we have the Old Testament and the New Testament, the revelation of God, because he told us in John, there was many other books, but those what he gave us, because that's what we need to know. If we still go into these things as we need in the Holy Spirit or the baptism that we need, or we can speak in tongues to prove that the word is right, it just be like me grabbing a pacifier when I was a baby, and I'm grown now, I still got pacifier in my mouth. Now, I know we still have some people who have pacifier in their mouth in the games, you know, but how do we think of them? There was a purpose, so Noah put it down, and that's why it was written in the Bible of these miracles. There was a purpose, but it was part of God's plan. Like all things of God's plan is now moved on. It's like if you had a building, you build a building, and they do construction around it and got these scaffolds, you need that scaffold as you're building parts in the building. But once that building is complete, the scaffold is taken away, it's put aside. It's no longer need for that purpose for that building. And the same thing, it was a purpose that was needed. So you never put it down in miracles. But it's no more. You go to 2 Peter. First, 1-3. Say, according as divine power given to us all things that pertain unto life and goodness, through the knowledge of him that calls us glory and virtue. It says again, this is talking after the completeness of the Bible. We have everything we need right now to get to heaven. All we have to have is the will to go there. Everything is there for us. We read today, we studied this morning about getting to heaven. It's all there for us. God made the way, his plan. There's roadmaps. It's in our hand. 1 Corinthians, we'll read that, and we'll also read 2 Peter. And that word shouldn't be in there. In 1 Corinthians 1, he said, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks a foolishness. Again, we don't need signs no more. There's people still going for signs. Seem like he needs something hard, but sometimes things may be easy. A friend of mine told me one time, he wasn't from the United States, but this is a service, and he was talking about Americans. He's saying that how that if you give them something easy, he was teaching karate, and he liked the art so much, he did it free. And people understand that. He didn't charge people, and nobody never come. And he said, you know, and he was from the Carbines, matter of fact. He said, I get this class. I like exercise here, so I give it to everybody. He said, nobody will come. If I charge $50 to $100, people will fight through the doors to come through there. And I told him, well, that's just the way. Not everybody's that way, but that's just the way we are in America. We don't look a gift horse in the mouth. But God gave us a gift horse. And we should look it more often in the mouth and read it more often. In 2 Peter 3:16, the one that we all know, it tells us that we have everything for us to live through this world, to fight the woes of Satan. And I'll get to the, I will be verbatim, but I'm just I think I got the right scriptures. It says also in this epistle, speaking in them in these things, in which are some things hard to be understand, which they are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, into their own destructions. I'm sorry, I think that's the wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the second of Timothy. I should know. No, I knew there was wrong with that. Thank you, Nicole. And that's the one we're all familiar with. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is proof profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in the righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished into all good works. That word perfect there again show that we be complete, because we know only Christ can be perfect. Only Christ can be perfect. So it tells us right there in that verses that we have everything we need right now. We do not need the confirmation of healing. They have no purpose for us right now. Many people are still like to say that the scriptures has been changed, or they like to say that's how you see it, or that's the way you wrote it. But my thing I always told them is that if you believe in God, if they say yes, then you go to the Genesis, said you believe that God said, let there be light, and there was light. If God made man just by speaking, he made the world just by speaking. He created a man and woman out of the earth. He made scriptures that prophesied that hundreds of years later came true and been proven. Spiritually or in from the Bible scripturally, and historically, then how you can believe that he will have his words change? We know that he said that those who do not believe, he'll fool them, let them believe the lies. But those who seek him as in truth, he will protect it through his power. And also, before I close this, there'll be an invitation. We must not get the miraculous and the supernatural power that have been done in the past and how God worked now through his providence, through the natural means. To me, either way is so great, there's no difference, because God did it in many things man cannot do, as the birth of a child, as you might have action and escape it. These are through the providence of God, the things he gave you, so you'd be able to come here and hear these words. All these are from the providence of God. The doctor that heals you and your family as our brothers and sisters going through habitations, the providence of God. And also there are things that don't work because that's his will. A lot of things we cannot answer because it is the will of God. It's the will of God. But we should put our faith in man. We read it this morning that we do have a one-way, 24-hour, 7 days a week door to Jesus and God to answer all our prayers. If anybody have any requests of the church, either in the words or any other kind of way, will you please come forth as we sing the closing hymn.